Just have a free masterclass, launch the course, run those ads, and see the profits come in. Sounds easy, right? Well, this is the problem. All you have is this big idea, but mindset, strategy, and execution, you and I need to talk. Now, this is why your program launches or your course launches kept on failing, or you've been having this inconsistent roller coaster income whenever you launch and whenever you present your offer. The internet made you think that everything is so easy that it's just a switch of a button, when in truth, there's so much deeper work behind the scenes and they're not telling you that. Well, this is where I'm about to share with you some secrets, okay? Very valuable secrets that you can already implement in your business so that you can start the needle moving, okay? You start to move the needle, okay? So you thought that you're doing all the right things, right? Apparently, you're not. You are struggling. One day, you've got $10,000 cash, but the next month, you're back to zero. The reason? You don't have a strategy that supports you long term, okay? You don't have the power method where you get to take your audience through the buyer's decision process. And I bet you've been constantly posting on social media as if you're riding the hamster wheel, hoping the internet gods will give you all the leads that you need, even if you keep on pushing it. It's not just happening, right? Now, that's not how it works, okay? So probably by now, you've already realized that posting content is not enough. Because honestly, it's not. Okay. You're probably also not posting after you already got the certain cash month or the certain cash that you've been aiming for, something that you have manifested. And then you started to coast around, leaving money on the table. And this is why you feel like, okay, I have to do the hustle all over again in order for me to get to that next destination or to that next cash month again. Now I get it. Posting content isn't a lead generation activity, okay? So let me just say that again. You must have heard me say this over the other podcast episodes, but posting content isn't a lead generation activity. It's a lead nurturing tool. The key here is for you to have that clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable way of doing things. But if you keep on just firing whatever energy or your thoughts is telling you, like, it's good that you have energetic space and posting randomly. You know, I have nothing against that. I actually love doing that myself. But if you keep on just like doing that, it's not sustainable, right? Or maybe you find yourself copying other people without knowing the messaging behind what they're saying. And then this is where you see yourself falling flat on your face. And then you feel exhausted chasing after one sale after another, rather than enjoying your endeavor. Look, manifestation isn't just about hoping or praying. It's all in the doing, intentional doing. But doing the right things that attracts and magnetizes the right people is the key. Dreams don't just come true, but your decisions do, right? But it also needs to have intentional way of doing things. Look, if we have a profitable coaching business, And this is exactly what you want. Ditch your roller coaster incomes and start having monthly recurring revenue. The number one metric that I would always tell my mentees to pay attention to, right? And generate the profits and hit those $20,000 cash month and beyond. Even if you're solely serving the local market, well, this is where I can come in and help you. So listen up, okay? Buckle up. Hi, I'm Cassie. By the way, I'm a TEDx speaker, the pioneer high-ticket group coaching mentor in the Philippines, a business strategist for driven and ambitious coaches, consultants, and driven entrepreneurs just like you. Alrighty. So if you want to consistently sign 1 to 3 high-level clients in a week or in a week, right, or in every month, well, I would love you to also analyze and also internalize what kind of clients do you want to have in your program, okay? Because if you don't get to identify these, you will just be wanting to just welcome everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, whoever that can afford you, only to later on you realize that it's not the right fit. Okay. So if you want to consistently sign 1 to 3 high level clients or high ticket clients or high volume in a week for your group coaching programs and you value commitment, credibility, and integrity, go ahead and know your core values first. Okay. So listen up. I would share with you a powerful strategy on how you can make your marketing serve you best and your sales process better. You see, high ticket group coaching programs can be a legacy builder, something that you can definitely run for years and make a difference. And there will be tons of iterations along the way too. This is why I highly suggest for you to keep just one signature offer and keep on reiterating and improving until you get to nail the perfect client delivery process. Okay. Because as much as we all have been going for the client buyer's decision process, it's also important, equally important, actually, if not equally, even important, more important, to pay attention to the client delivery, okay? So you probably may know this by now, but whatever you do, no matter how many content you put out there, it's just not selling, okay? So this is where I would love to share with you valuable insights that you can already implement in your business, and I'm really, really excited, okay? So let me guess, you're probably one of these three, okay? One, you're the amazing coach, consultant, course creator, or service-driven entrepreneur who has designed a group program. You know who your soul-aligned clients are, great, and is excited with this work that you do. You know you can drive people to amazing results, point A to point B to C, D, E, whatever, but you don't know how to market yourself and sell your programs efficiently. This is why, right? You may have heard this also before. I said, you know, great coaches are great in what they do, but they can be great in sales and marketing too. In fact, you are actually in the best position to market your offer because you are the genius behind your program, right? So that's that. So you're probably that person and you don't know how to market yourself. So, and then number two, you're maybe someone who may have gone through the launch cycle, but once you stop launching, you also lose the momentum and potential sales in between because you'd have to go through all the energy to make it happen all over again. So this is where you coast around, right? So yes, you lack strategy for the long-term buyer's decision process. Or you could also be probably this third one. You just keep on getting objections and rejections. Your potential clients aren't biting the bullet. And you think you just have to settle to low offers because your market can't afford your high ticket rates. Because you're hearing so much no, right? And or you're getting ghosted when it comes to following up. And here you are, you're getting discouraged. Look, okay? I know how it feels like and what it feels like. So this is why I'm sharing with you this podcast episode in the hopes that I will be able to help you, okay, generate the income so that you'll be able to invest in the right things and get to flourish and soar high in your business, okay? So if you're not getting the number of inquiries every single day and you're not having sales conversation, it really is going to be difficult for you to scale your business into its full potential. Your content should bring you money and convert into sales. Remember, scaling doesn't mean you're just going to outsource things and delegate just because you hate doing these things. No, that's not scaling, okay? Scaling is about sustainability. What I mean by sustainability, just a little refresher here, or if this is the first time that you and I are meeting each other over this podcast episode or over this video, scaling means having to have that consistent cash month. So for an example, you have consistent $20,000 cash month for at least 4 to 6 months, right? And then it skyrockets on a hockey stick, like just like a hockey stick, right? So that's what sustainability and scalability means for me. Now, I don't know with you, but I would love you to also define what does that mean to you, okay? So that's that. So I would love you to, of course, have that full potential. So your content, again, should bring money and convert into sales. If that is not happening, well, it means you really do have a positioning and messaging problem. So my question to you right now, do you know how many inquiries you should have in a day that will convert into sales? So let's just say in my business, okay, I've been having at least 7 to 11, okay, 7 to 11. And then on a low time when, let's just say, in a low time, I think the least that we've received are 3 in a day. Yeah. So let's just say 3 to 11 or even 15, or maybe there was a time that, oh, by 20, regardless. But in my business, let's just say, when we reach 11 every single day, 3 to 11 leads every single day, when we get to about 50 inquiries or 50 signups or 50 inquiries wanting to work with us, we get to have at least one signed client, right? So before business, there is math, right? And this math is very important. It's having to know what are the needle movers that you need, okay? So it's so important. So my question is, do you know? Okay, do you know how many inquiries you should have in a day that'll convert into a sale? With that in mind, what are the revenue generating activities that will lead to those inquiries? So give it a thought, okay? So the problem here isn't your pricing nor what you're offering. That's what I'm saying. Typically, yes, I assess my clients as well who go through these kinds of challenges. Either they don't know their metrics or it's a brand positioning problem. Specifically, how you're not articulating the value of your offer for people to actually jump and say, yes, 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 this is exactly what I need. This is the decision that will make me climb or get into that next destination that will that will make things happen, right? Now, let's just say you know your metrics, but it's still not moving. So this is where the brand positioning, articulating the offer is still the problem, right? So remember this, okay? Money objections doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means that there's some things that you need to tweak with the way that you do things, the way that you say things, how you actually communicate your offer, articulate the value of your offer. What is it that really that you have been communicating every single time that you put out a content out there with your brand positioning as well? Do you brand yourself as someone who is trustworthy? Do you also project that energy, right? That you are someone that they can actually trust, right? And that you are really a leader whom they can also follow and that you can also work with them too, okay? So money objections doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means that these potential clients don't see the value of investing in your program yet, meaning it lacks clarity when it comes to what is it that you serve, how you'll be able to help them, the end result, what requires of them in order for them to reach a destination. And I know how frustrating it is actually to finally speak with someone who's like super dreamy client and then suddenly they're like, no, not happening to me now. Thanks again for your time, right? It's going to be a big no when you get into that enrollment part of the conversation. And I know it sucks, right? So remember this, no doesn't mean never. I've had clients actually who took them 3 years before they actually went inside the program. He said that this is something that I know that you are really the person that I needed in order for my buttons to be pushed so that I will have that radical responsibility and movement, right? So this is exactly what they were saying. So be patient, okay? No doesn't mean never, love, right? It just means that it's just not now. But here's what you're going to do. You got to get more clear in order for them to help, in order to help them have that discernment. Because investing is no joke. And that's actually a good thing if they decided that it's a no for now, because it just means that they speak with integrity and they also know what commitment really means. Right? And that's a good thing. Your effort has nothing to do with your self-worth. Let me remind you that. I know you want to have that sustainability and predictability, okay? But having these two doesn't mean you'd have to work like a horse, right? And throw spaghetti at the wall, hoping it will stick, or lowball yourself just to get a sale. As a high-caliber, high-level coach or consultant, you know your time is precious. And the conversations you'd want to have are the kinds of high elevating conversations that you wanted to have are some stuff that you want to grow together with, right? It's not like you want to come, I'm sure you're that person who doesn't want to speak with people wherein you will need to push them as if there's a boulder right in front of you that you will always have to push it and it will drag you down, right? Because again, the best dreamy clients are those who don't need convincing, and that's a good thing, right? So see, that's just a positioning problem. When you get to finally articulate the value of your offer, even if you mention it too many times, like a broken record, it will hit the spot, especially for those who really need your help and support. Your messaging is your offer. Your messaging is the marketing. Mm-hmm, it is. So when you get to solidify that message, here's the flow and the fun happens next, I promise. Now, how do I know? I experienced it myself and have witnessed it with my two eyes and also with those people whom I have helped and still currently working with too. I've also witnessed it with my own mastermind sister on how it actually changed their businesses that kept sales rolling in. Personally, in my business, I used to close deals over the DM since I hated sales calls. As I like really hated it. But when I switched to adding sales calls back, when my coach actually said, Cassie, I would love you to love sales calls. Figure it out. And I was like, what? Okay. Or she would go and say, I challenge you to love sales calls. Okay. And then I would take it like a game and I challenge accepted. So when I brought those sales calls back, it gave me the right insight when it comes to what my messaging was and who I was attracting. So when I was tweaking my messages, my sales calls closing rate increased to 96% from hating it with vengeance into, my goodness, loving it. So before you hate this, before you hate, okay, wait, before you say that you hate, there you go. Before you say you hate to do something, you got to ask yourself, do you hate it because you suck at it? Or do you hate it because it drains your energy or you don't see any benefit from it? If it's the former, well, the more you need to practice. And this is why your business is not moving. Your marketing is not communicating what you can help people with specificity, okay? If it's the latter, then go hire someone who can do the sales conversations with you on your behalf. But of course, Granted that it means you're having the right amount of inquiries every day. And with those right inquiries, you already have a sustainable closing rate. Okay. So every time I get to converse with potential clients, once we go through the enrollment process, it's a full body yes. And I promise you, it really is magical. Okay. And these are people enrolling in my group programs worth $18,000 to $25,000 a year long programs without worrying about money objections or feeling emotional with rejections. They know radical responsibility. They know that is exactly what they needed. And because they are fully informed and are decided that this is exactly what they needed, when they get guided, it's exactly what is transpiring in their business, right? So what happens here is that they get to move the needle and they get to have more of what they want. So I've been receiving at least, again, 3 to 7 leads every single day, exploring how they can work with me and if they're the right fit in my programs. So of course, not everybody gets to be part of my program, but it doesn't mean they're fully rejected either. So what I would usually do, or oftentimes I redirect them to the right person, or maybe into a mentee, or maybe a friend who has a relative program that really fits that person. So honestly, having to enroll them is not even the best part of the entire process once you get to nail your messaging and your positioning. Want to know what it is? It's having the right people with the right mindset who'd really invest in themselves and get to do the work with commitment, integrity, and of course, the long haul. This is why I have clients who have stayed with me for almost, I think they're going 2 to 3 years with me because they understand what they sign up for. They get to stretch and expand themselves that it's not I tried, but rather whatever it takes. And by entrusting that process, they tweak, optimize, and realize it's all but a game where you get to do every day. So it's not about having one-hit wonders. The business is the real deal. So it's all about the discipline, right? So with little tweaks, okay, I reached multiple six figures in such a short time, serving the local market at that, and I really treated it as a game. I used to also think that nobody can afford me, especially if I'm in a third world country. The only people who can afford me are people from abroad, from other places. But because my coach said, well, I challenge you, well, challenge accepted, then I just pushed through and voila, right? And it's all about perception. It's all about specificity. It's all about clarity. It's all about results as well, being result driven. It's all about leadership. And that is actually what's important. It's not just the strategy alone, right? But it's also about the energetics. So that's something that I want to impart with you. And that energetics also is communicated and articulated with the messaging that you actually share. And I sincerely would love you to have this too, because I've got clients who have reached $100,000, right, in less than 12 months. I also actually have had one client who actually reached close $100,000 deal. Okay, $100,000 deal in less than 12 weeks too, right? And it is totally possible for you too, because the business is the real deal for you. So with little tweaks, right, I would love you to implement them in your business. And I'm going to share with you the step-by-step process, because when wealth is in the hands of good, happy women with integrity, nothing bad happens in the society. When we get to enable dreams together, the community rises together too. So just like what I've learned with my 7- and 8-figure mentors, you get paid for the value that you articulate and not the value that you deliver. Because the delivery, okay, is your responsibility and the articulation. But what really happens here is that the other person who is your client is also empowered to make it happen too. So it's all about articulating also how will they get into that destination and this big promise, and what is it that you are going to teach them. So how do you get to find and articulate the value of your offer or your programs? Okay, so this is where I am going to teach you all the nitty-gritty, and I promise you it's super simple. There's just 3 steps. Okay, the first step is specificity. Yes, play the be specific game. Okay, play the be specific game. Identify the specific outcome you get to help your clients create. And it's all right to be specific for now. Okay, I know you may be probably someone who said, oh, but what about this? What about who? What about this person, this other, da, 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 da. What about Tom and Dick and Harry? I want to help them too. I know you want to help everybody, but you're no God, okay? To which you can eventually, I promise you. But for now, I would love you to be very specific. Just be specific just for once, okay? What is the desirable outcome they would want to have and that you can actually help them with? And for sure, there's a commonality with your ideal clients, which they'd want to have. So fill the gap and help them with that. So for an example, before I would always say in my Power Profile Biz Accelerator, I get to help women entrepreneurs turn your network into paid clients with Plaid. Although it's unspecific, it can be even more specific and broken down to tangible results. I work on it with more specificity in mind, so I really broke them down. Okay, and now what I say is that in Power Profile Biz Accelerator and Scale programs, I help coaches, consultants, and service-driven entrepreneurs design, launch, and scale their endeavors using group coaching programs so that they can sign 1 to 3 new clients or high volume of clients every week or every month. See what I did there? The specificity becomes the highlight of the offer and the messaging, okay? So with that messaging around, second, it's having to add some sort of numbers. It's having to take the emotions out and feeding in the logic, because our brains, right? We have the right brain and the left brain. We have the brain wherein it speaks logic. The other brain speaks creativity and emotions, right? Now we have to fill in the logic as well. Because when you get to feel that logic too, it's telling them that there's a plan, that's the emotional side, and that's the old messaging. But telling them what is it exactly, sharing what modality, outcome, and promise, it triggers the logic. It gives clarity and trust. So remember when I said sign 1 to 3 new clients and high volume of clients? There, that's it. Now, you can also add a little bit more of time frame too. Let's just say in the next 30 to 90 days. But granted, of course, that you can definitely help them make this happen in that time frame, because people want a quick win, not the hustle. And third, because the promise is so important in creating the set outcome, it really matters for everyone to set expectation, okay, with the big promise. I don't want you to be promising something and then it's not going to, or it's not designed to make that happen, okay? I don't want you to say that, oh, I'm going to help you create 2 million in 90 days, okay? using organic marketing, right? But there's no modality. What's happening in there, right? So I would love it to be more specific and, of course, tap into your integrity, zone of genius, and the results that you have provided your past clients or with you. Okay, if you have applied it with yourself too, okay? So the third is, because the promise is so important in creating the set outcome, it really matters for everyone to set expectations. So what I learned is that it really works when you get to have that accountability and responsibility with your potential clients and current clients too. So what do I mean by that? It's having to add these important words into your phrases. Learn to, let me teach you how, discover how my clients, or even discover how my client this that made them have that and have this desired results. Okay. So this way, of course, your messaging is really clear that your offer is not a magic bullet. It comes with radical responsibility, accountability, and empowerment. When this is established, of course, there is this sense of ownership that once that they sign, okay, once that they sign up with you, it's definitely a promise you can keep. And it's actually a certain desire that they wanted to have. So when this is established, okay, when it is established, there's trust, okay? And I want you to have that too, okay? So let's just say with mine, I just added the words, discover how my clients and I get to sign 1 to 3 high-level clients or high volume of clients in a week using group coaching. Easy peasy, right? So what do you think? Now, you can go and pause this podcast if you think this is the most juiciest and meatiest episode yet, where you'd want to just get a pen and paper and tweak the messaging you currently have in your business. Go ahead and do that. You can rewind this, listen to this again, and tweak, right? And of course, message me on Instagram. I would love to know what was the before and what is it that you came up after as you tweak your messaging. Right? So yes, go ahead and implement them. Let me know what happens in the next coming days or probably in the next coming weeks. Once I've implemented them, articulate them, communicate them, because I would love to celebrate with you. So on our next Ambitious Tribe podcast, let's just say it right. Right? I'll be sharing with you some high ticket sales tips and tricks you can use so that you can finally enroll in and onboard the right people in your high ticket group program. So stay tuned, and I'm so excited to hear from you soon. But if you can't wait for that anymore, go ahead and claim your seat on your advanced private training for you to learn everything you need, okay, when it comes to designing, creating, launching, scaling group coaching programs. Inside this training, I've shared with you pretty much everything behind the scenes, the nitty-gritty details on how my business and my clients get to fill our group coaching programs with the right high-level clients, our soulmate clients with the same values, mission, and of course, a big promise that we've created. And also why we are all results driven. Okay. So all you got to do is click on the link on the show notes or the caption, wherever you're watching or listening to this. And hopefully I get to see you on my calendar and speak with you really, really soon. I'll see you on the other side. And I can't wait to hear more from you. Again, my Instagram is at Cassie Pajarillo. Feel free to message me the before and after of whatever it is you tweak, or if there's anything that happened once that you communicated this offer that you have with the new messaging. I'm so excited for you. Until next time.